What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook, and I'm doing another solo episode today. Delaney says hi, and she is enjoying some holiday break time right now. And I actually have some time off from touring, so this is kind of a good time for me to be recording some solo episodes and hanging out with you guys. So I'm off of touring right this moment, but we have so many tour dates booked for next year already. I'm just going to quickly read the list of cities that are booked so far. We've got Providence, Raleigh, Philadelphia, Portland, Cincinnati, Kearney, Minneapolis, San Francisco, Rosemont, Chicago, Denver, Uncasville, Salt Lake City, Louisville, and Tacoma. Oh my gosh, go to kelseycook.com if I just said a city that you live in or that you live near and grab some tickets. I can't wait. As of now, as this episode is coming out, I don't, as I'm recording it, I don't know the name of this next tour yet. That's always kind of like a thing that comics have to do is go through their current act and figure out what name makes the most sense for the tour. This whole past year has been called the Hustler Tour because I was joking about the foosball stuff and then hustling people at foosball after shows on the road. But I'm sure I will continue to hustle people at foosball on the road, but I did the foosball joke and then put it on the special. So now that is a joke I'm having to kind of slowly phase out of the act and have the new material coming in. But yeah, if you saw me on the road this year, just know that the dates that you come out to in 2023, it is new material. There might be just a few scragglers that are from last year as I transition to the newer material, but I have been writing a ton and I'm excited for you guys to hear the new stuff. So come on out. And I think with that, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So with this coming out on December 19th, I think for a lot of people, the holidays are a mixed time emotionally. For some people, it's a really fun time filled with, you know, seeing family and loved ones and friends. And then for other people, it can be a not great time. And it's okay either way. And just know that you are not alone in either feeling. And I know for me that I can start to feel some winter blues, especially after the holidays pass. where maybe depending on the climate you live in, the weather is still really gross, but you maybe don't have the holiday stuff to really look forward to anymore. And then you're like, oh, cool. Okay. So it's now it's January and it's still just shitty and cold out. And like, what do I have to look forward to? So I feel like something I've wanted to be more proactive on is just keeping my spirits up before they potentially can kind of get into that holiday blue or winter blues slump. And so I wanted to do an exercise with you guys today that I know I've mentioned the artist's way so many times in the past, gosh, 5.5 years now on the podcast, but it is my favorite self-help book. If you haven't read it, I cannot recommend it enough. It's a 12-week self, I wouldn't call it a self-help course, but it's like a 12-week creative recovery course. Creative recovery course. That's hard to say. And if you don't consider yourself to be an artist or somebody who's pursuing something creatively, that's okay. I think this book is really for anybody who is trying to maybe reconnect with the things that used to bring them joy. Or if you're feeling a little lost and you want to try to reconnect with maybe parts of yourself that you feel like are you at your core, it's just such a fantastic, fantastic book. And one of the exercises that she has the readers do at a certain point is she has you list 20 things that you love to do. And then next to each one on the list, you write the date of the last time you did that activity. And what it does is it kind of gives you the opportunity to check in with yourself and be like, oh man, this thing that brings me so much joy, yet I haven't made the time for it in whatever, 6 months, 2 years, whatever it might be. And like I said, I know I've mentioned this activity before on the podcast, but I'm not sure that we've ever dedicated an actual episode to it as if it's an exercise that you can do with us. So I wrote down my list yesterday. I've written this list, I can't even tell you how many times, so many times over the years, but it does change every time I do it because I gain new interests or some things that I did really used to love, maybe don't do for me what they used to. And I think it's one of those checklists that's good for everybody to do every now and then. So either if you want to pause right now and write this list of 20 things that you love doing, you can do that. You also don't have to. You can just listen to this episode through and then maybe make a list at the end of it. Maybe the things I tell you that are on my list will spark some ideas for you. But I'm just going to go through my list and we'll kind of maybe brainstorm together some things that if you are feeling that kind of winter blues setting in, it can help you maybe go, okay, if I start to feel that coming, I have a go-to list of things that I can turn to and just dig into something and kind of feel happy for a little bit. So number one on my list is baking. And I, as I've gotten older, my dietary restrictions have changed a lot. I used to have dairy despite the fact that I have, you know, IBS, and like I would never feel physically great when I would eat dairy, but I've been a lover of baked goods for so long that in my mind I didn't feel like I wanted to let that go. And I've really loved baking for so long, but I went vegan, as most of you know. I went vegan for about a year and a half during 2020 and 2021. And then I pulled away from it where I still eat, or I brought meat back in, but now I don't have dairy still. So I don't have butter, I don't have cheese, I don't have milk, anything like that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And so baking had kind of taken this back seat for me, where I felt almost a little sad, because when I thought of baking, it reminded me of all of these recipes I used to love. And I'm not sure if some of you listeners feel that same way too, where in your younger years, you felt like you could kind of put anything in your body and just deal with the consequences. And as you get older, you can like really get taken down by something with cheese in it or dairy. And yeah, so I used to bake all the time and I do it less now, but what I've been finding is I found the Bob's Red Mill gluten-free brownie recipe. So it's you buy it at the store, same aisle as like the Betty Crocker, like brownies in a box sort of a deal. But I make them, it tells you to add water, eggs, and butter. So I add water, eggs, and then I get it's the Country Crock brand plant-based sea salt butter. And I add dairy-free chocolate chips to it. And it is so good. So if you are somebody who also loves baking, but hasn't done it in a while, because maybe you just have been like, it's going to make me feel like shit if there's certain ingredients. Because I remember the Betty Crock boxed brownies tasting so delicious. But if you read those ingredients, it's pretty rough. Like there are some things in there that are not great and at least never made me feel very good. But man, these Bob's Red Mill gluten-free brownies, not sponsored or anything, but I mean, God bless you, Bob. We love you. You are like, I just always picture that little photo of him on the covers. He's like Santa for gluten-free folks. And I'm not even gluten-free, but if you make these brownies and you substitute plant-based butter instead of regular butter, they end up being gluten-free and dairy-free. And you can do the whole kind of like flaxseed meal substitute for eggs if you wanted to do that as well. But it's like a really great thing to A, make for yourself, or B, bring to a holiday party or a family gathering where maybe there are people around that do have dietary restrictions. I always think it's fun to be able to bring something and be like, hey, not only are these delicious, but anybody who is gluten-free or dairy-free, you can have these. So as somebody who does have those restrictions, I always feel like I appreciate it a lot when there is an option like that. But I'm telling you, I will put those brownies up against any brownie with gluten and dairy in them. They are unbelievable. And then when I make those, I've been then buying the, what is it called? Oh, the Ben and Jerry's dairy-free Cherry Garcia ice cream. So it's like coconut milk based. Goddamn. What a nice treat yourself night to make a brownie sundae with those two combined. Goddamn. They are delicious and obviously not sugar-free, but dairy-free, gluten-free. Doesn't make me at least feel very sick afterward. So it's pretty great. Oh, sorry, by the way, if you guys can hear a very loud truck going by on my street. But okay, so that was my number one. It's baking does make me really happy. It's something I love to do. And I think it's a nice activity, especially in the winter. It's like a cozy activity. So I put that on my list. Number two, reading a good book. Good book. Again, we're in that hygge time. You guys remember when we did that episode? Man, must have been like 3 years ago now. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but it's that movement in, where is it? Is it Sweden? Is it Denmark? Where it's like the culture of being very cozy. So lit candles, cozy blankets, reading a book, hot cocoa, all of that. So a lot of this list, I think because I'm making it during winter, has some hygge vibes to it, but reading a good book. I know I've recommended to you guys lately, anything by Colleen Hoover is just so good. I know that was on my holiday gift guide recommendation list. And so I just got her sequel in the mail to It Ends With Us. Her sequel is called It Starts With Us. I'm already loving the second one. And I think just finding a good book that you can get lost in. And for me, it helps take away time from looking at a screen, which is something I have struggled with for a long time. I do spend too much time on my phone, and I always feel better after I've sat down with a book for even like 10 minutes before bed. It just helps me sleep better. So that's number two on my list. Number three, I mean, speaking of screens, sound like a hypocrite, but finding a great TV show. And I have been running into the problem lately where I start a TV show and then I just like, it doesn't grab me fast enough and I kind of fall out of it. So I was trying Peaky Blinders for, I think I'm like four episodes in, and I should keep giving it a chance because everybody says it's so great. But I know there's, if you like trashy TV a little bit, Delaney and I always talk about Love is Blind, and there's a new season of that. I'm sure some of you will have binged it already by the time this episode comes out. But I have really, really been loving The Voice. I can't remember if I've talked about that yet on the show, but this season of The Voice has been really good. And there's something about watching TV lately where it's a live show, whether it's football or The Voice, something that is airing at a specific time that people are watching. Even if you're watching it by yourself, you know that other people around the world are watching it as well. It kind of gives this feeling of community. And I know that sounds silly, but if you're struggling with any sort of loneliness, I have felt that anytime I'm going through that and I put on a TV show that I know is live, as opposed to watching a show that is streaming that you can just watch at any time, it does give that strange sense of community. And I really like it. So that's just a thought if you're looking to get into something. I've been enjoying kind of going back to live TV every now and again, because I think a lot of us kind of fell off of watching any sort of live TV because of streaming services. It's just been so easy to find things you want to watch and watch them whenever, right? On demand. So number four, I put full spa night. So any night or day, whenever you sit down and just go like, I am going to pamper every square inch of my body, taking a bath, doing like an exfoliating scrub, doing all the lotions, maybe giving your face a steam, just getting hot water in a bowl and putting your face over it and putting a towel over the back of your head and just really steaming your face, doing all of your facial masks, maybe giving yourself a manicure, pedicure, getting the pumice stone on those nasty winter feet, just all of the things. There's something really special about just like dedicating one day or night to covering all the things, all of your hair care, doing a lip scrub. I love combining, if you're looking for just a cheap at home hack, if you just put a little bit of honey in the palm of your hand and then a little bit of sugar, mix it up and then rub that all over your lips, just in little circular motions. And then you can either rinse it off or, I mean, if you're hungry, lick it off if you want a little sugar buzz. And it's very cost effective, and it always is such a nice way to kind of bring your lips back to life, especially during dry winter months. I very highly recommend that. So doing a little spa night, it's one of those things that I always feel like too much time goes by between the last time I did it and when I do it again. I'm like, why don't I should make this like at least weekly ritual. But I think we just kind of get caught up in the day-to-day, week-to-week grind. But I just put that as number four on my list. That was one that popped up that I was like, yeah, I really do love doing that. That always does make me feel better. So just a reminder that if you haven't done that in a while, it can make you feel good. So number five, six, and seven are all sports for me. So I put shooting hoops, playing volleyball, playing foosball. You guys know how much I love sports and how happy it makes me to play them. And sometimes the downside of sports is that you need another person to play with you, to really play properly, I guess. And sometimes it requires having access to a specific gym or with foosball to a specific bar if you don't have a table in your home. But I think even if these aren't activities that you can do maybe on a daily basis, and you're somebody who loves playing sports, just a reminder to maybe like reach out to a friend or reach out to somebody that you know also loves doing that, and just go out of your way to try and set a time where you're like, hey, can we go shoot hoops on this time of this day? And just make it happen. Make a little like play date of it, right? Because it's a lot easier, I think, to get motivated to do something like that when you've got somebody else involved. So
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Number eight, I put cuddling. Cuddling makes me very happy. If you are not currently in a relationship, I also really highly recommend a weighted blanket. The times that I haven't been in relationships, weighted blankets are so goddamn wonderful. Get a weighted blanket if you can. Grab a Theragun massage or any sort of massaging tool that you can do to yourself, even some of those like head, scalp massagers, scratcher things. And I know it's not always the exact same as cuddling with somebody, but I think if you get a couple of those things that really can make you feel like that weight on you, or that there's at least an instrument maybe massaging parts of your body, or if you can afford it, to go actually get yourself a massage. I really, really love feeling touched by people I trust. So like I have a massage person where I live who I love. I have an acupuncturist who I love. And you guys know I had Joey, my craniosacral therapist, on. Any sort of thing where somebody that you trust, where you're receiving that physical touch, at least for me, is very healing. And I really always feel better afterwards. So I put that on the list. Pets are another great thing. If you're not currently seeing somebody, but man, you can just get a good cuddle from a cat or dog. Feels great. And I put number nine on the list, going out to dinner or shopping with friends. If you've got friends in your area, that's one of those things too, that sometimes a lot of time goes by between when I go shopping with one of my best friends or we go out to dinner or grab a drink. And every time I do it, I'm like, man, why aren't we doing this so much more frequently? But I do, despite having a very busy tour and travel schedule, I do try to make it a point to see my friends as often as I can. And it just is nice. It's nice to go out and actually like experience maybe a restaurant that you guys know already that you love together, or trying a new restaurant, which is another one on my list, is going out and experiencing a new restaurant that is in your city that you've never been to. And number 10 on my list, going to a concert / live music. That always makes me feel so happy. And it is just so different than listening to music in your car or in your headphones, which I love doing. And that is also another thing on my list, is listening to an album, either that you love or a brand new album, just start to finish, like just letting it play maybe while you clean or just relax, take a bath, but really enjoying and appreciating an album without the distraction of like your phone or anything like that. And for me, going to a concert or even just seeing some local live music, I always have a good time. I'm trying to think if I like have not had a good time listening to live music, even when it's a band I don't know of and I'm just kind of taking a chance on. I generally really, really enjoy it. And I think there's just something pretty magical and special about live music. And I forget about it sometimes. And so this is your reminder that if you live in a city that has some live music, to go check it out. In that same vein, I love a good trivia night. Trivia nights make me very happy. I know it can be hard to get a group of people in your life organized to go do it, but sometimes I've gone to trivia night with just one other person and had a great time. So if you're okay potentially not winning, because sometimes it's unfair if there's a group that has like, I don't know, 12 people in it, you're like, well, okay, probably somebody in your group is going to be able to figure these things out as opposed to two people. But trivia nights are very fun. And the older I get, the more I'm like I feel like I used to roll my eyes a little bit at trivia night. Like it sounded like such an old person thing to do. And now I fucking love trivia nights. So if you've got one in your area and you haven't gone, they're very fun. For me, number 12 was following a makeup tutorial. I have, of course, you guys know I've talked about it on here a lot. I've got my online makeup course. During the pandemic, I was doing a lot of Zoom makeup tutorials as well and had some helpsters. So if you're listening and you did it with me, it was so fun. Thank you for doing it. And I find myself lately feeling like I'm in a little bit of a creative rut with makeup where it's been more just functional for me as opposed to creative. Like I've been either at home or performing. And I mean, when I'm home, I'm not really wearing any makeup at all. If I'm performing lately, I've just kind of been throwing on like some blush and mascara and not really doing much at all makeup wise. But I used to really love following like a step-by-step really glam makeup tutorial on YouTube. I did like a half skull makeup look for Halloween. And there's something that just it taps into your inner child, I think. It kind of reminds, especially doing a Halloween makeup tutorial, it reminds me of getting your face painted at the fair when you're a kid. And it's fun when you're doing it to yourself because like doing that half skull, I'm putting like dark gray on parts of my cheek, you know, like a color I would never be painting or putting on that part of my face. And it feels very freeing. It makes you feel, at least for me, made me feel like a kid again. And I just had a really good time doing it. And I think sometimes we feel like we need an excuse to do our makeup really nicely. Like we have to be meeting up with friends, going on a date, whatever it is. And I would really like sometime soon to just sit down and do like a really full glam makeup look just to feel nice, just to maybe take a couple nice pictures and just like feel good about yourself. I don't think there's any shame at all in saying, you know what, today I'm feeling a little blah, not feeling my best, and I just want to make myself feel super glam and beautiful. So if that's something that appeals to you, it's just a reminder that there are a ton of fun YouTube makeup tutorials that you can go try out a fun new look. And yeah, I like doing that. Okay, let's see. Oh, number 13 on my list, trying a new recipe. If you are like me, my TikTok feed occasionally will throw in just something that looks unbelievably good. But I get a little lazy and I'm like, oh, that looks so good. I just want somebody to make that for me. I don't want to actually go buy those ingredients. But a lot of the ones I feel like I'm seeing on TikTok are not, they don't really seem that labor intensive. And I'm trying to kind of break out, like I said, of multiple ruts, but I can sometimes get into a rut with cooking or wanting to just reach for takeout or feeling kind of uninspired. And so I think a fun thing to try that can boost some happiness is trying a brand new recipe, especially one that really looks delicious, really speaks to you. I feel like that's a fun thing to go to the grocery store and just get everything, go all out and just make yourself a really, really gorgeous meal. Number 14 was trying a new restaurant, which I already mentioned. Number 15, dancing, even if like you're not going out to an actual bar or nightclub, man, it always makes me feel so good to put on some music I love and just dance around my apartment, learn a new TikTok dance routine. There's so many tutorials on TikTok now for new dances. And I know that not everybody loves to dance. I know that that one on my list might just be for me and some other people, but dancing really does make me happy. My parents had put me in hip hop dance classes when I was really young. And so I have always really loved dancing. It makes me very happy. So that's on my list. Number 16, which I already mentioned, was listen to an album start to finish. Number 17, getting a massage, which I know I said earlier, I was tying that in with the whole cuddling thing. Number 18, going on a walk. It's just a basic free thing that you can do is get outside. Depending on where you live, I know that the weather right now is not super ideal to go on a walk, but I do think it's important. For me, at least, my happiness levels can get a little muddled when I'm not going outside. And I have generally been living in colder climates in recent years. And you sometimes are like, I don't want to get all bundled up and go outside and freeze. But even if it's really cold, I do think it's important to get that fresh air. You don't have to go on a long walk, but if you're feeling down, I think sometimes getting out and just getting some sunshine, even if it's cloudy out, just getting that fresh air makes me feel a lot better. And number 19, decluttering/organizing. I get such a rush. Delaney and I are both minimalists and always kind of looking to see what we can get rid of, what we can donate, how we can make our living spaces the most simple and stress-free as possible. And I just have really been enjoying that lately, is like looking around my apartment, seeing what I can part with, and trying to keep in mind, this is a rule I've started to think of for myself, is like before I buy something, I try to think about, is this something that I'm willing to move with multiple times? Even if you don't feel like there are multiple moves that are going to be happening in your future, I think sometimes that's still a good test of like, how important is this to me? Is this something that I'm going to want to lug around? Is this something I'm going to want to pay for shipping? That's what always gets me. It's like, do I want to pay to ship this to another state? Like, just picture, even if you're not doing it, picture that you're moving to another state. And you're like, do I want to carry this around with me until I'm 90? And there are certain things that you might feel like, oh yeah, this is important to me now. But if you really picture like, is this actually going to be important to me when I'm 90? I have found that there are some things that I really can part with that I didn't realize I could. Also, I think there are just some things that we've been taking with us already from move to move between houses, apartments, whatever your living situation is. Delaney and I were just talking about that on the episode of priorities in your 30s versus priorities in your 20s, where she was saying that she was looking around at her decor when she was in her 20s, like, what even is this stuff on my walls? I've had it for so long. I don't even feel connected to this anymore. This doesn't reflect who I am. And this is, yeah, just a reminder, I guess, to look around. I'm doing it right now. Like, look around your living space and be like, okay, do the things on my walls that like, does this artwork that I've been carrying from move to move, is this worth it? Does this still feel like me? Do I still care about this? So just a check-in, maybe see if there are some old clothes that you can donate, make space in your closet. I know I looked in my one of my closets recently that has, it's like where I keep towels and linens and stuff like that. And I'm like, how have I accumulated like 4 sheet sets, right? Where like you outgrow one, or one starts to get kind of like old and ratty, and then you buy a new one, but you keep the old one thinking like, well, if I have guests stay, then I can like use that for the couch or whatever. But then if you get more than that and you're not giving away the other things, anyway, this is just a me thing, but I just have like extra old washcloths and sheet sets that I'm like, this is not for anybody. I don't even want to use this for a guest. These are just like old and gross. So yeah, see what you can part with. And I'm running out of breath. Finally, number 20, redecorating. So that kind of goes hand in hand with decluttering, organizing. After you get rid of some things that you feel like don't really serve you anymore, don't really feel like you, see what you can replace them with that do feel more like you and maybe more practical. Maybe there are some things, if you're in a position financially, like maybe you were able to sell some of the things that didn't really feel like you anymore. Maybe it's old furniture, stuff like that. See if you can use that money to go toward something that does feel maybe more high quality, maybe just feels better. Or maybe there are things that you can fix that will take something you already own and make it feel new to you. I know that that's part of decluttering for me, is finding pairs of jeans that I'm like, you know, I still really love these, but they have a hole in them. And so I've been letting them sit for half a year because I've been too lazy or haven't had the time to go take them to a tailor and get them mended. Or if you know how to do that yourself, just fixing it yourself. But I think we all have a few items in our closet that we can make feel new again. There's also this thing I want to buy on Amazon. My friend Hannah was just showing me this, super cheap. I think it's like 10 bucks or something, but it looks like a little almost grate, and there are little razors on the inside, and you rub it over clothing you have that's pilled, where the fabric has, you know, like the little cloth balls on the surface that make it look kind of ratty and old. And you just gently rub it, rub this tool over your clothes, and it gets rid of all of that, and it makes things look brand new. So I definitely want to buy that. I feel like that is just a great option to have. She was doing it for me. I felt like we were in like a live QVC commercial, but she was showing me at her house how it worked on some of her clothes. And it's pretty remarkable how much it helps. But even like you can see in the background, if you're watching this on YouTube, I've got a cat tree that Mia is sleeping on. And my cats have really gone to town on parts of this cat tree. And, you know, I could buy a new one, or if I was going to be a little more thrifty, I could just buy new Cecil rope. That's that rope that goes around cat trees that they scratch on, and just kind of make it new, new for me and for them without maybe needing to buy another one, because I do really love it. So yeah. Wow. We did it, guys. That is my list of 20 things that I love doing that make me happy. Just if you want to do this with me, like I said, I don't know if you did it before I read my list, or if you want to do it afterward, or if it's not for you, that's also totally fine. But just a reminder that if you do it, I have found it helpful to do what the Artist Way says, where you write next to it how long it's been since you've done it, because it does give you a little bit of a roadmap where you're like, oh Jesus, I haven't done this in so long. And then I have also always found it helpful to, from that list of 20, circle 3 of the things that you are going to make your first priority of like, okay, when I want to do something to make me feel a little bit better, these are the first 3 that I'm going to gravitate toward. Just, you know, makes it feel a little less overwhelming, because sometimes a list of 20 things, you're like, oof, I don't even know where to start. So I hope that was fun for you guys. And I have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Cayenne Pepper. It says, amazing. The only podcast I can listen to for hours on end. So relatable and absolutely hilarious. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And so does Delaney. As always, if you have not left us a review yet on iTunes, we really appreciate it. It's free. It helps the show so much. And it just takes a little time, 5 seconds even. And usually, of course, we do a quotable at the beginning of the show. I am doing it at the end because I just remembered that I wanted to share this particular thing. I screenshotted it on Instagram, and it's this diagram where it says out of my control and in my control. So it's a circle that has things listed that are in your control. And then around it, around the outside of the circle, says things that are out of my control. And it just was a good reminder for me, and I think for, gosh, everybody. So here are the things that are in your control: your thoughts and actions, how you speak to yourself, how you spend your free time, your boundaries, what you give your energy to, the goals you set, and how you handle challenges. The things that are out of your control are the actions of others, the past, the opinions of others, what happens around you, the outcome of your efforts. Really like that one. I think that's a good one to remember. The future, how others take care of themselves, and what other people think of you. So I very much resonated with me a lot. So that might resonate with you guys too. And that's it. That's it for today. I hope that you're all having a wonderful week. Like I mentioned, go to kelseycook.com, get those tour date tickets. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Kelsey Cook Comedy as well. And whew, I always feel like doing a solo episode is it's like a cardio workout. Hard to talk that long by yourself. But yeah, I hope this was an enjoyable episode for you guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we will talk to you next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.